The partial federal government shutdown is affecting about 116,000 federal workers in New York who are furloughed. But State Controller Tom DiNapoli says a prolonged crisis could hurt New York's fragile economic recovery as well. And he says if Congress fails to agree on raising the federal debt ceiling later this month, then the stock market, the state's pension fund, and the bond markets could suffer.
If the federal government is viewed as a deadbeat, that's going to have reverberations throughout the rest of government finance. That's a troubling specter that's hanging out there.
DiNapoli says if the shutdown continues later in the year, federal funding for expensive programs like Medicaid could also be jeopardized. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.